This is Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health, focusing on different issues related to your health. Our topic today is understanding platelet-rich plasma therapy. Here to help with that is Dr. Michael Rodriguez, a family medicine physician with specialized fellowship training in non-surgical sports medicine. He provides both non-surgical and musculoskeletal care and sports injury evaluation and treatment, seeing patients through My Michigan Health's Well Sport program in Alma and Bay City. We asked Dr. Rodriguez about PRP, or platelet-rich plasma therapy.
Right, so PRP is an acronym, stands for platelet-rich plasma. So understand plasma is a product of the blood. So we have all these things in the blood that circulate through our body, red blood cells naturally, and then the white blood cells. Beyond that are the platelets, as well as the plasma, which is essentially the liquid of the blood. And so what we do is we try to spin this down, and we take just that plasma layer as well as the platelets, and we use that to inject it into various different things to treat various different conditions. And the goal of this is that it's going to have a lot of these growth factors, inflammatory markers, things that promote cell migration, cell proliferation, et cetera, with the ultimate goal of trying to promote a healing process as well as reduce pain.
And so to incorporate that type of procedure for someone who is in need of that care, what does it involve?
Yes, so the procedure itself is done just in a single office day. You would just come a little bit earlier so that we can come and have you draw blood. We have phlebotomists and staff on hand to help prepare this. And then once the blood is drawn, it's not a lot of blood. It's maybe around 100 milliliters. And then we use our own proprietary machine that we have in the office to spin this down and separate the PRP. Once that's accomplished, it becomes a little bit more routine. We just do our own injections. We have usually ultrasound to guide our injections. We use a little bit of lidocaine to kind of numb the area while we're going into the procedure, and also to help localize where we are putting the PRP. And then once we are happy with where the needle is placed, then we will go ahead and inject the PRP. After that, the procedure, you are free to go. There is no necessarily any limitations depending on what we are doing. You may need a little bit of time off from work because the procedure itself is trying to promote inflammation. So naturally, you can expect a little bit more pain after the procedure is performed. And this is something that we're aware of. And we also try to manage this because, unfortunately, part of that is you cannot receive NSAIDs, things like ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, to try to help relieve that pain, because then, theoretically at least, we're changing the inflammatory process. We're giving you anti-inflammatories for that. So what we do often do is we'll give you a short course of opiates or something like that to try to help manage your pain. And then beyond that, once the patient has recovered from that initial inflammatory period, usually patients are returning to full activity within a week.
Dr. Rodriguez is a primary care sports medicine specialist within the My Michigan Health System, working in the Well Sport programming in Alma and Bay City, helping us understand platelet-rich plasma therapy today. And after kind of going through how the procedure works, what are some of the treatments that this is used for generally?
So the most common use for PRP is going to be those longstanding injuries that really have been very resistant to conservative management, things that people deal with very frequently, things like lateral epicondylitis, otherwise known as tennis elbow, or even just knee arthritis. Those seem to be the most common things that we see for this, and we have really excellent evidence for benefits from the PRP injections. The applications for PRP are actually very widespread. We use it all over the place. We can inject into many different joints. We can inject along many different tendons, bursas. Even beyond my specialty, our orthopedic colleagues also are using PRP to inject it along grafts, for example, when you're getting an ACL repair to try to speed along recovery and improve outcomes. Beyond that, even, there is use of PRP in other fields, like plastics, for example. They like to inject to try to help reduce wrinkles. They like to try to reduce lesions in the skin. It also can be used for things like hair growth. Obviously, I don't dabble in any of those things, but the PRP procedure is a very exciting thing in the world of medicine right now and is being used kind of all over the place.
And so then in terms of type of patient for this form of therapy and treatment, really it could be anyone over the course of any age, it sounds like.
Yeah, as far as being a candidate for PRP, there really isn't any hard stops on someone that would be able to participate. Really, it's just one of those things that is just another tool in our toolbox that we can use. We typically try to offer it after trying some conservative management, at least. as any injection certainly could have adverse effects. But beyond that, though, there are other things that may kind of reduce the potency of the injection. And these are all theoretical, as they've never been proven in any studies. But things such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes could all reduce the potential efficacy of the injection, as those type of diseases can change the consistency of the plasma.
And how about any, say, success stories over your years of doing PRP therapy? Are there any outcomes that you're super excited about of late?
Absolutely, yeah. PRP has had really great outcomes. The cases that I've used it on, essentially I will get at least some improvement of pain. It may not necessarily resolve pain, but even then we can do repeat injections of this, and patients generally are pretty happy with the results that they've gotten. We've put it in many different places, and the important thing to remember here is that these are injuries that patients have had pain for a very long time and have not really had very good answers. And so this offers a chance at pain-free life, possibly, for patients that really didn't have that opportunity. Beyond that, what we like most about PRP is the safety of it. Time and time again, it has been shown that PRP is a very safe and effective procedure. And I think that is just because, you know, it's made of your own blood, so you're not really introducing any risk of adverse effects or anything like that. So that's probably the best part about PRP.
Is PRP therapy entirely necessary, or is it more, like you state, another tool in the tool chest for minimizing pain? And I guess I ask that with the idea of understanding then the insurance and how they cover a procedure like this.
Correct. So PRP is not necessarily a necessity, and unfortunately, it is not routinely covered by insurances. We've had some success with patients getting the PRP injection covered with TRICARE, so your military, as well as workman's comp. Otherwise, you can use your HSA, FSA to probably pay for these as well. You'd have to check with your insurance providers. But yes, unfortunately, that is a large, essentially the biggest hurdle that we've had with PRP. I think the reason for this is because there are a lot of different proprietary mechanisms that people are using to harvest the PRP, as well as different procedures for injecting it as well as the widespread use of it all over the body. So unfortunately, I think the FDA is kind of getting hung up on trying to standardize the process. And you can understand there's a lot of, you know, companies that have a big stake in this market. So you can understand the contentious nature of something like that. As far as performing this procedure in our office, we do offer the service at a cost at the time of this recording of $650.
And so does a patient need to be referred to be evaluated for PRP therapy?
No, not necessarily. You would need to check with your insurance provider whether or not you would need that referral in order to get the visit covered. But certainly you could always just call our office and we could check that for you. Beyond that, you would all require at least a consultation and evaluation to make sure that PRP is going to be something that you would benefit from.
Dr. Rodriguez is in today from My Michigan Health to help us understand platelet-rich plasma therapy. Michael, anything else that you think potential patients or folks in the region should understand about PRP and the work that you're doing within My Michigan Health's Well Support program?
Yeah, just PRP is just a very exciting thing that we can offer our patients. And besides from the few hurdles that we do have, we really like the availability and the efficacy of it very much.
Again, a special thank you to Dr. Rodriguez for joining us on this edition of Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. As always, if you have health concerns, you should check in with your primary care provider. If you need help finding a primary care provider, go to mymichigan.org/doctors.